beneficent viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today, we are joined again by special guest chef. Dorit is a certified organic living foods chef, Chopra Center educator, and author of Celebrating Our Raw Nature. A longtime vegan and believer in the peaceful, healing nature of plant-based foods, Dorit has created Serenity Foods, a vegan line that she believes will assist in returning you to the calm, serene center of your being. Dorit has been featured on television by Fox Morning News and travels around the U.S. to speak about the sacred art of eating. Multifaceted, she divides her time inspiring others on the healthier life path and coordinating the annual Green Lifestyle Film Festival, which she founded in 2007, to bring more awareness of natural, wholesome living through the medium of film.
And right now we are in the kitchen at MOA looking to do a raw vegan picnic for the Supreme Master TV's series of raw vegan picnics. So we have here fennel. Of course, it's important to use fennel. Really reduces any kind of stomach upsets and any kind of discomfiture in our digestive system. It has a tremendous amount of nutrients. It's green. And so we're going to put some of this into a bowl. There we go. There goes the fennel. And now we're going to be using some zucchini. Look at this very, very abundant zucchini. Huge. It comes straight from the farm. It's a nature farm where everything is grown according to the way that nature expects us to use it. And what we're looking for here is the moisture. See all the moisture content? It has the seeds in it. It has all the life force in it still. So we're using a ceramic knife. This is the kind of knife that needs to be used in the kitchen because it really keeps the energy of the food in it and it does not destroy it. So we're just going to dice it a little bit. We're going to slice and dice just a little bit because what we're making today is a wrap that we can take in our picnic basket to the beach. And we're just going to dice it slightly, just a little bit, just so enough that it will marinate in its own juices and also in the sauce that we are going to also make for it. So we're going to add it with the fennel right here. Here we go. We're adding now some cayenne pepper, and we're also adding a wee bit of cinnamon just to give a little bit of sweetening, but also because it's very important for diabetics and also for people with cholesterol problems. Very important to know that. You know, when eating, we need to remember that food is our medicine. And so we need to eat for our health and our healing, and also the healing of all other life beings on the planet. So we're going to put a wee bit of this cayenne pepper. It depends on how much spice you like in your meals. And what we're going to be doing right now is chopping up some of these olives. So these olives, there are different kinds of olives here. Some are stuffed, some are not, but they need to be depitted. We must remember to depit the olives first. So we're just going to chop these up. The finer you chop them, the more the flavors are going to burst into your mouth when you eat them, or you can chop them and make them really thick. You can actually serve this as a salad if you want it on the beach, or you could also make it into a wrap. We're going to do both today because you want to make sure that when you make something, it can be used in more than one way, so you don't have to run back into the kitchen. And we're going to put a little bit more in there now. It's because I really love olives and because of the high nutrient value of olives as well. So now here comes more olives in there and a little bit more of the zucchini. And now we're going to add some shavings of carrot from another meal. See, the colors are coming together. Make sure that you have all the colors there, because if you leave something out, it means you're also leaving out nutrients. There's a reason why the earth is abundant with so many colors in spring and summer. So here we have our basil. And we're just going to chop basil, and we also have peppermint. I've mixed both basil and peppermint in here. See how really delicious this is looking already? The eye, we eat with our eyes, so it's important when you make food to make food with your eyes. Tomatoes. Notice a tomato grows abundantly in the summer, and so there are many different ways we can use them. Now watch the juices as they just erupt from the tomato, and look how vibrant this is, and look how beautiful the color. And so we're going to use this and put this also in here. This will give it a little bit more moisture. We need a lot of moisture during the summer. And there's a reason why our foods during the summer have so much moisture to it. It's because we need the moisture. So when you eat locally and you eat seasonally, you get exactly what your body wants and what it needs. So we're going to be also adding some coconut. See, this is how the coconut comes out of the coconut. So we're just going to slice and dice it a little bit here. And we're going to just lengthwise like this first. You don't have to put the coconut, but this makes it meatier. We're going to add it into a larger bowl because we're going to keep one as a salad, and then we're going to have the other one be a mixture for our wrap. So there you go. So this will be the salad now. We're going to add just a little bit of sesame oil. Then we're going to add some coconut aminos. And we're going to be adding some brown rice vinegar. There you go. So you don't have to make a separate salad dressing. And then you mix it all up. Look, see? Can you see your dressing there? It really comes from the vegetables themselves and the fruits. You just put them in and you allow them to make their own sauce. So this will be our salad. And we have a bento tray here, and I really like this for picnics because you can just apportion out small portions in them. And I'm going to just put some of the salad in here as well. And especially children love this because these are more bite-sized portions for themselves. So there are many different ways of making the wrap. We can either make the wrap by using rice paper, and this is what rice paper looks like before it is soaked. So you can just purchase it just like this. And then after you soak it, it comes out like this. And this is a tricky thing to work with, so I like to work with two at a time, just because if there are holes in it, then this will take up the holes. We're going to put this in there too, the brown rice vinegar. We're going to put a little bit of the sesame oil and a wee bit of the aminos. Now, I would like to put some salt in here because at the beach, as you're sitting in the sun, you get your minerals and your moisture gets drained. So we're going to mix this up and we're going to put some of this in the wrap, just like this. And then we're going to bring it in from the sides. Pull it all the way in, bring this up from the side, and pull it over. And if you have toothpicks, you can also fold it in from the sides if you wish. And then you can just serve it like this. We're going to take this and we're going to transfer this onto here. And so this is one of our wraps with rice paper. But here we're going to do something different. We're actually going to use collard greens. See, straight from the earth. We can also do our wraps with this. Just take off the stem. And then what we're going to do is put our stuffing in here. And this will give us a wrap. So just like you would do a wrap with flour, because we want to do more gluten-free meals, this will make a great gluten-free meal for everyone in your family. Now you can stuff this as much or as little bit as you wish. You can wrap it this way, or my preference is to wrap it this way. Bring it in this way. Then push this a little bit more in, pull this over here. And this is a perfect wrap for the beach. What I'm doing here now is putting these toothpicks in there to hold it in place for you. See? This is your wrap. Now I'm going to put this in here. So we have another wrap there. And here's another wrap you can make. Romaine lettuce. See, there are many ways that you can do this. You can use this in so many different ways. And so this way, everybody who likes one or the other will get their choice. Spread it out if you want. And it looks like a boat. Now, I'm going to add some avocado. I know that most people love avocado, and this is a tremendous amount of protein and fat that the body can use and the body needs. So we're going to put some avocado on here now, just to round it off. Perfection. Earth. Nature. In his, her beauty and perfection. Look at this. This is how we're meant to eat. So here we're now going to use a lime, because it is summer, we ought to be using limes much more often. In the winter I use more lemon than I use lime, and in the summer I use more lime. I'm going to put some lime over this. We can add this to the meal just like that, and then people can peel it when they're ready, or you can peel it. Look how beautiful. See how quickly it came apart? Really, if we eat things that are straight from the farm, straight from your backyard, straight from your front yard, straight from your garden, it's totally different. This avocado will never be brown, because as I said before, this ceramic knife doesn't change at all the energy of the food. Or to make it even tastier, I can just squeeze some lime juice into this, and I can put another piece of this here, and then I can put another piece there. And then what we can also do is the rest of the olives. We can put the whole olives here. And then we can put some here for people who like to eat olives by themselves, just as the fruit. The olive is a fruit, by the way. So if they want to eat just as a fruit by itself, there you are. There is our olive. So this is our boat. And you can. This is perfect for the beach to serve. Nobody is going to feel thirsty, because this has so much nourishment and moisture in it. Nobody's going to feel exhausted or tired. It has all the minerals to replenish us. It has the protein in there from the avocado, and also from the olives and from the greens. This colored green has a tremendous amount of protein in there. We've got our salad over here for those who just simply want a salad by itself. We've got the rice paper wrap here. It's all the same stuffing, eh? So this is how we can go to the beach and still enjoy the benefits of eating locally, seasonally, and vegan and raw. Thank you for visiting us again. This is Dorit, and thank you for being part of the Supreme Master Television Kitchen.
Visit Dorit online and purchase her books at serenityspaces.org.
Details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.